I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1247, His Eye is on the Sparrow. Do you know what songs you want played or sung at your memorial service? I've thought about that over the years, and I confess, I've changed my list a lot of times, depending upon the latest, greatest worship song that I think is the best of all time at that time, until it's not. But for Jane's dad, Bill, we know when his time comes, we're going to sing His Eye is on the Sparrow. Now, it may just be family, but we got to sing that one. He just loves that song, and he always has. Yesterday, we talked about what we throw away, and I emphasized that God doesn't throw away you and me. One verse that I used to make the point was Jesus' statement in Matthew 10:31, "Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." What does that mean? This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us our life is to be about love, the two greatest commandments, focusing our love on the God who loved us first and then on the people that he puts around us. We really want Jesus to love through us, through our hands, our feet, our eyes, our mouth, our thoughts, our actions. There's a hymn about you and me and sparrows. It goes like this. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. It's a beautiful song. Listen, friends, there's nothing that will help you love others more than being fully convinced that you are loved by the God who will return one day to take you into his arms of love forever. If you believe that, if you believe that you're loved that deeply, that completely, and it's never going to change, it can change how you face your hardships. In 1851, during the last illness of his father, Abraham Lincoln wrote his stepbrother, encouraging him with these words, "I sincerely hope father may recover his health, but at all events tell him to remember to call upon and confide in our great and good and merciful Maker, who will not turn away from him in any extremity. He notes the fall of a sparrow and numbers the hair of our head, and he will not forget the dying man who puts his trust in him." Podcast family, lots of people believe that God is watching them. His eye is on them, but not in the sense of this beautiful song. They see God watching them. His eye is on them in a sense of judgment or condemnation or scorn. But they don't understand the compassion and the care and the grace and the mercy and the love that God is giving them. Jesus' point and the song's intent is to remind you that God loves you, he sees you, and that if the majestic God of all that is pays intimate attention to a sparrow, sparrows, understand, are very small birds. They only reach like 4 to 8 inches in length, and they weigh between 0.8 and 1.4 ounces. If God pays attention to each and every one of them, how much more does he love you? Here's the great question. What can you tell about God's care for you by the way God cares for his creatures? Let's pray. Our loving God, we stand in awe of the work of your fingers and the breath of your spirit. From the tiniest to the largest, you have created all things. Human beings and the work of sparrows are a part of your miraculous handiwork. You're watching over, loving us, and guiding us each step of the way. May we be completely surrendered, as are the birds of the air. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1248. In the meantime, we have a bird feeder outside of our kitchen window, and the little birds have finally found it. Mostly it's house finches and other small birds. Jane and I enjoy providing for them, giving them their daily bread, as it were. We take joy in seeing them come and feed at our feeder. How much more joy do you think our Heavenly Father has in caring for you and me? After all, his eye is on the sparrow.